This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, welcome to What's On Your Mind. We're live at the North Dakota Safety Council's 46th annual Safety and Health Conference. This is a world-class event. They bring people from, 20 states, I think it is, this year, and it's just incredible. 140 exhibiting companies and about 179 booths. They have like 910 registrants from 300-plus companies attending. A five-day session. This is the first day of the big conference. They had a pre-conference as well. And that'll go for 3 days till the 22nd here. And so 107 sessions over those 5 days, motivational, leadership, hands-on, technical sessions, 55 different speakers from across the country. And you know what? In North Dakota, during the latest year the statistics are available, which is actually 2017, WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance, received 26 fatality claims. That's why we're here. Some people might think, is this a radio topic? I don't know. Why do you talk about safety? Well, for one, we don't want to lose a listener, right? So, we care about you. We care that you're out there. We want you home to your families. We want your loved ones to, still have the benefit of the relationship they have with you as a son or daughter, aunt and uncle, brother, sister, whatever. And that's real. I would say from a practical standpoint, we already have a workforce shortage in North Dakota, so every single person needs to be protected. They really do. And there's so many ways to do this now. The Safety Council is a good example. They partner with all kinds of companies and develop these programs. Of course, WSI has incredible programs and grants and all kinds of things. I mean, down to helping you get the right ergonomic chairs so carpal tunnel and other issues don't become prevalent from people that sit at the desk all day. WSI does that. And they're one of the main sponsors of this event every year and allow us to do safety talks. So pretty important. So the 26 fatalities were at the workplace. An additional 105 people were killed on the roadways. Many more sustained injuries from falls and overdoses and workplace violence and other incidents. And what happens? Families suffer. They're preventable, but families suffer because we didn't take the time to prevent them. We didn't do enough to make sure they were prevented. So injuries and fatalities alter lives and they cause pain, experienced for a lifetime by those left behind. So this conference, North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, why do they exist? To reduce North Dakota's injury and fatality rates, period. Keep families whole. That's why we're here. Really encourage you to come on by, take advantage, even if it's just for a day, because the floor is amazing. It's all kinds of things. And they have safety consultants at the Safety Council, so they can help you through that. Also today on the program, we're going to talk to Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal. He actually doesn't write for the Wall Street Journal anymore as a Wall Street Journal editorial editor, which he once was. He's now at the Heritage Foundation. You see him there fairly often, giving different conferences. And he's doing one today called Rich States, Poor States. So we're going to talk with him about that. We're going to talk with him about the threat to the economy that might come from a Democrat being elected and some of these proposals that are out there. What about the Green New Deal? What is that going to cost? Also, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here on the program. Did I tell you that already? I can't remember if I did. But Kelly will be here as well as Steve Moore and much more on the program. So, and then we're going to talk with a few guests from the conference, one later this hour, and also Chuck Clermont, who is, of course, the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council. He'll join us at the top of next hour and talk a little bit about that. So, anyway, looking forward to the conversation. You know what I'm really excited about today? what has me just button popping fired up? Where'd that phrase come from anyway, Todd? Do you know what, when I say button popping phrase, like my buttons are popping, I'm so happy, I'm so proud, I'm so...
I have zippers.
I think it means you kind of stick out your chest because you're just so dang happy and, you know, your buttons pop. I think that's what it means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the reason I'm happy is because remember the March for Life. Remember the media assault on the kids from Covington High School in Kentucky, and specifically this young Phillips fella. Remember that? Well, his family met up with a lawyer who evidently is pretty schooled up in this and said this is a huge case. Huge case. And he is suing, they are suing, the Washington Post for $250 million. Do you know what Jeff Bezos paid for the Washington Post, Todd? About $250 million. It's the price of the whole paper that's being sued for. And I think it's just fantastic. I think it warms my heart. It's, you know what? It's the only way this corruption of the fake news is going to stop. They have to get whacked. No matter what happens, they're already going to have to be a little more careful. But if they prevail in this case, not unlike the kudos I've given to Energy Transfer Partners, who, look, the folks at Energy Transfer Partners built the Dakota Access Pipeline. They have put hundreds of millions of dollars into the coffers of North Dakota as a result of the additional ability to get oil to market and the price we're getting and the less transportation discount and all of that, okay? I mean, it is an unbelievable deal. And it was stopped dead in its track by environmental extremists who had an ally in the media. And Energy Transfer Partners said, you know, this isn't going to make us any money. We're not doing this for the money. This is a distraction from what we do, build pipelines, but we're going to do it because it's the right thing to do. And sued the people behind it. Of course, they end up against some liberal judge, and it's not going all that well, but they're not. I hope they're not done. I hope they take it to a North Dakota court. See what a North Dakota court would think about what was happening there. My point is this. The next pipeline issue that blows up, all these people funded by the George Soros of the world are going to have to factor in a litigation cost. Do we want to do it? Do we not want to do it? So we might get busted. Good. I'm glad. It's the same thing with this student from Covington, Kentucky. Man alive. I just think it's perfect because it was a total lie. A total lie. I don't know what's going on, but I tend to sense a little, I don't know, gander goose, something like this is circling around because you see what this, I talked about this briefly yesterday, but didn't get a chance to play the cut. And I want to do that, and then I'm going to switch to the legislature because they're voting in the House today. And it's your last chance to really influence some things there that are happening. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too, in a minute. And we talked yesterday, obviously, about the trespassing bill as well. So there's some things happening. But evidently they're going to vote on everything today and wrap up, be done for crossover. So that's the plan. In the House, then they go over to the Senate, and then obviously we do this all over again. But I mentioned yesterday Laura Logan, longtime CBS global affairs, military affairs, you know, war correspondent. She gave an interview to a podcaster who does this thing called Drop the Mic. He's a former Navy SEAL, and she ripped the media. I mean, ripped the media. Listen to Laura. Listen to what she said.
Most journalists are left or liberal or Democrat or whatever word you want to give it. How do you know you're being lied to? How do you know you're being manipulated? How do you know there's something not right with the coverage? When they simplify it all, and there's no gray. There's no gray. Mm-hmm. It's all one way. Well, life isn't like that. If it doesn't match real life, it's probably not. Something's wrong, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, you know, all the coverage on Trump all the time is negative. There's nothing, no mitigating policy or event or anything that has happened since he was elected that is out there in the media that you can read about, right? Well, that tells you that's distortion of the way things go in real life. Because although the media has always been, historically, always been left-leaning, we've abandoned our pretense, or at least the effort, to be objective today.
Okay, I mean, that's everything I've ever said about the mainstream media in a minute. And it's from a reporter who's saying, look, they're left, so they don't know when they're being snowed, they just go along with it. They simplify everything, make it simple as impossible. There's no gray in a story, so that tells you it's not true. And they're not credible. Wow! How about that? An awakening is happening. We got, attorneys saying enough already. We're going to sue because you lie about us. We got actual, reporters themselves calling it out. Maybe. Things are about to change. I don't know. But I think this is, we're celebration because if nothing else, it's getting the light of day. We need to keep it. Keep it going 100%. Okay? All right. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the legislature, any of the particular bills you're concerned about. Got a little time to chat about that. Steve Moore at the bottom of the hour. A lot of great info yesterday on the trespassing bill. That's not going away. It'll go over to the Senate. We're going to spend some time on that. I want to talk a little more about something I touched on yesterday, and that is the pros and cons of the prairie dog bill. And there is both, but they come at a cost. Is it worth it? I want your take.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime there's a stray cat strut going on, I just like to soak it all in. You know what I'm saying? It's just how I roll, as a matter of fact. Same with Todd. It's kind of how he rolls. And I heard you have that cranked in your
in your vehicle. That's like your pump-up music before you come out of the locker room to hit the field kind of deal. Is that an accurate statement? Phil Parker told me that. I don't know if it's true or not.
And yet, when he finally won a Grammy, it was her swing, not rockabilly. Go figure that out. Yeah. But you know what? If you stop by SchwannBuickGMC.com, you too can have a nice, warm, heated steering wheel. Okay, it was above zero this morning as opposed to 21 below yesterday, but it's also not even March yet. So if you think we're done with the cold, guess again. Get yours now. SchwannBuickGMC.com or stop by in the Strip.
And Go Wireline, also one of our fine sponsors. Find out more about GoWireline.com. Some great career opportunities. And you should know on occasion they hire candidates with no wireline experience. But if you meet the qualifications, you're willing to maintain that high standard of performance and customer service, you got a shot, folks. And, of course, industry-leading benefits, competitive wages. GoWireline.com/careers. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind with the Bismarck Event Center today for the North Dakota Safety Council. Been a busy place. K-Fire Agri International, they had the sportsman show in here this weekend, and of course now the North Dakota Safety Council and their safety and health conference sponsored part by WSI. So we are having a grand time here today. Let me take a call here, and then I want to talk a little bit about some of the legislative action that we've been talking about in the program and get your take on some. Let's go to Fred in Newburgh. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, say good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. I had a question here. When Obama was president, you know, he gave Iran like $150 billion and set it down mostly in cash and pallets. And when we're talking about emergency declaration for the border, I wonder if he ran that by Congress and everything before he just sent plane loads of cash over there. And with all the other declarations they've had, if they were ever contested.
Yeah, none of them have been. I think the precedent here is a request to Congress rejected. Okay, we'll do it this way. But still, I mean, his lawyers are saying you're the president of the United States, it's a national emergency. Now, I see the latest trick is to talk about, oh, they're going to take money from this program, they're going to take money from that program. That's the oldest trick in the book. In my mind, if there was dollars sitting there that were unspent, we need to prioritize. You can't have every project you want. You can't have every part. Name me a farmer. Name me a rancher that has every single thing that he wants to, you know. You don't. You don't do every project. You don't do it. No business does. I'm tired of this. It's ridiculous. And you know, I think this one's going to get tested in court either way, but you have a good point. I bet. You know what they said about that money that went to Iran, though? You shouldn't worry. Heidi Heitkamp voted for it. How? I'll never know. I was confident Russia would take care of the problem in Syria. But, you know, they said, well, it was their money. It was their money, Fred. See, they said it was their money. So, you know, give them their money back. They're crooks. They're killing all these people. They're making IEDs and give them their money back that we've frozen in accounts. Ridiculous. You know,
it's crazy. Anyway, I just wondered if they had ran those things by us. So, anyway, but, you know, you have such a great program here, and I love listening to you guys, and I travel almost every day, so I'm a pretty lucky fellow.
Well, heck of a deal. That's very kind of you. In fact, I was in Valley City early this morning, pulled into the PetroServe USA there, one of my favorite stops in Valley City, and a gentleman pulled up in a GFK airport vehicle. They were on their way to the safety training course, same place we're going, coming to the safety conference. And he said, I listen to you every day in my vehicle. I'm like, wow. Oh, you have no idea how that makes us, so happy to hear. We're very happy to have a vast audience and have people let us know they're listening. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you guys keep up the good work.
We'll do our best. You take care. Okay, so let me just see here. Todd has the clip ready to go from the governor. I caught up with the governor earlier, by the way, introduced folks here at the conference, the North Coast Safety Council, and we're going to play some of his comments a little later on in the program, talking about the importance of safety and also a little bit about the 01 program that's happening and things that are going. But I also asked him about what is commonly referred to as the Prairie Dog Bill. Okay, and I want people to understand, because I've been critical of this, and I've mainly been critical of this because of the amount of money, about how that money is spent, You know, who gets to decide how that's spent? And then lastly, that it's, you know, oil money going everywhere. Okay? And that when you have future needs, you've committed a lot of money and really tied your hands on what you're going to do. I don't think it's fiscally conservative. Okay? I don't think it's fiscally conservative. To have as many people support it as have, I kind of scratched my head because I thought we had a fiscally conservative legislature. I don't know. Don't we? Now, I think the deal is there's a lot of infrastructure needs out there. There's no doubt about it. Okay? And there's a lot of, you know, reasons to do this. For instance, we used to do hub cities. How did hub cities come to be? Hub city funding was essentially a way for the state to say, you know, I know we told you take on debt yourself and we'd take care of you at some point, so I guess we got to take care of you with that. So it was the state long, long ago saying, you know, here's a bunch of money. You go out and borrow some money, you do the things, and then we'll give you some money. And then they did with the hub cities. And now cities become dependent on that. Counties become dependent on the money they get. And so, you know, it's a challenging time. There are infrastructure needs. So I like the idea that it's a consistent thing that people can count on. I don't like the idea that it could be just about anything and it's forever. $230 million a year with no sunset. So anyway, I asked the governor about it. I said, you know, how do you balance it? On one hand, it doesn't seem very fiscally conservative. On the other hand, there's a lot of infrastructure needs. Here's what he said.
Well, I think there certainly is a need for infrastructure in North Dakota, and there's a number of different infrastructure bills, including Prairie Dog, that are moving through. But I think the challenge we have, which we hopefully learned when we were doing the thing called the 12% property tax buy-down, where we were essentially giving a blank check out to communities, and many communities' property taxes went up, not down. And so I think it's not just about the money, it's how the money is spent. And if we can spend the money on replacing existing infrastructure, if we can spend money on making sure that we're creating and designing the right kinds of cities, counties, and townships that are tax-efficient, versus they take that money and we're just all doing adding new infrastructure, that's going to put a burden on everybody that's living on the old. So it really comes down to whether or not that's applied, let's call it, with Main Street Initiative type principles of smart infrastructure and lower property taxes and being smart about how we design our cities. Let's just say no one testified against Prairie Dog. When you're giving money out to every township, every county, and every city in the state, it's pretty hard to find someone who's against that.
Yeah, so is that fiscally responsible? I think he nailed it when he talked about the property tax buy down and the blank checks that went out, because property taxes went down for a bit. They didn't go down as much as the dollar for dollar. So here's my deal. At a minimum, this should be sunsetted in 2 years and say, okay, how'd they spend it? I'd prefer his idea to say, you know what, let's have some criteria for the projects, and if you meet the criteria, then you get it, rather than just you get it. You know what I mean? So otherwise, I don't think people that vote for it can be fairly called fiscal conservatives, because that's a lot of money. Now, I know League of Cities is running around threatening people, to vote for it. That's their way to run a railroad. Don't succumb to that. More after this.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president is now warning the United States not to deploy short or mid-range nuclear weapons anywhere in Europe. Vladimir Putin saying that Russia wouldn't make the first move, but would respond to any escalation by Washington. President Trump recently pulled America out of a Cold War-era nuclear treaty that barred the development and deployment of such weapons. Mississippi going forward with one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, according to the governor, Phil Bryant, who says he'll sign the law that would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected.
We're going to try to stop it here in Mississippi and other states around the nation. If you look at Ohio, Governor DeWine has said he will sign that bill at Governor Kasich's veto. Florida, Tennessee, right. The movement is spreading, and we're very proud to help begin it.
Speaking there on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I am really excited to be at the North Dakota Safety Council's 46th annual Safety and Health Conference, along with about 1,000 folks from about 20 states, where safety is job one, and it's invigorating, it's fun, it's a great time, and looking forward to be here tomorrow as well. But don't tell anybody, I'm also kind of excited because I can stop at Schweitzer's. Yeah, we're headed to Schweitzer's right after the show today, and lunch will be, well, we can't decide, onion? No, original garlic or cheddar sausages. I don't know. I don't know which one. All kinds of country-style homemade sausage. They've got them. Great homemade summer sausage. Mouth-watering good. If you tell them you heard it on the show, by the way, they give you a discount. So make sure you say, hey, Scott sent me. 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck, right next to Runnings and Dan's Supermarket there. They also have the best beef ever. Always load up a North Dakota raised beef. My wife and I had a couple of steaks the other day. Just fantastic. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. The very first bite, you're going to know something's different. This is fantastic. You'll notice the difference. But they also have burgers and all cuts of beef and pork. And stop and see them. 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you. Steve Moore is here, ladies and gentlemen. A good friend of Donald Trump's, one of his advisors on the tax plan that's... right now, unleashing American ingenuity in a great way, and someone also that can talk a little bit about what's happening in some of our states with this rich states, poor states conversation. And what else are we going to talk about? The Green New Deal. I can hardly wait to talk about that. My goodness. Steve Moore, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing well. I'm so excited. I talked to you briefly on the phone yesterday. You were filling me in on what's going on there in North Dakota. Very excited. How cool would that be if North Dakota could become the 10th? No income tax state. That would be, such a huge economic advantage to the great state of North Dakota. So I'm counting on you, Scott, to get that over the goal line.
Yeah, it's interesting. They, Craig Hedlund, the chair of the Finance and Tax Committee, was on with us earlier in the week, and he said, you know, as much as I love the idea of being able to say we have no income tax, and like you say, be the 10th state to do that, and he went into a whole myriad of stats like you talk about often about how much better those states are. He said, I'm doing as much for the fact that it'll reduce spending.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes the money away. You know, it doesn't let it be spent.
But you know what? I mean, if you do this, you know, you're going to have so much economic activity, additional economic activity. You'll have more businesses moving to the state. You may not actually lose revenue. I mean, look, the states, you've read Rich States, Poor States. Folks can look up that. Just Google Rich States, Poor States, folks, if you haven't seen it. We do it with a report every year. The new report is out. Utah ranks first in our ranking again for the 11th straight year. North Dakota, I believe, is number 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that. But we want you up in the top 5. And, you know, North Dakota, if you go to a zero income tax, and by the way, people, I've seen some of the criticism of people, you know, the liberals in North Dakota, oh, that can't possibly work. How could we possibly, you know, do it without an income tax? Folks, there are 9 other states that don't have an income tax. They're the high growth states like Tennessee and Texas and Florida and Nevada and Washington State and New Hampshire. Those states are creating jobs, Scott, at twice the pace of the high income tax states. So it's such an economic advantage, and you are an energy-producing state as long as we don't make Alexandria or Ocasio-Cortez the president, and she tries to, you know, can you believe that? They want to destroy the oil and gas industry in America. But assuming that doesn't happen, you're going to have a lot of revenue, continued revenue from your vast, you know, oil and gas, production. It's the perfect time to do this. Scott, I was so excited when you told me about it.
Yeah, exactly right. It's easy to sort of just sit there and say, okay, it's not that much, you know, so there's not that, and it is a low tax here. It's not. I mean, I think he told us yesterday, average family, $900 in savings. So, but again, it's our money. So, I mean, and more than anything, I see it as a branding deal. It doesn't cost the state that much. It's great branding. You can say you're also but the big winner is what comes after.
It's like a flashing billboard around the country that says, come to North Dakota. We have the, you know, this great economic environment. We're pro-business. You know, contrast that, by the way. I just wrote my column. I don't know if you followed this, Scott, what happened in New York with this Amazon facility that was going to create 25,000 new jobs and probably about another 10,000 jobs related to that, you know, facility in other businesses. And AOC and, you know, Alexandria Ortiz-Cortez and all these liberals, the mayor there, they drove Amazon out of the city, and now they'll probably end up somewhere in the south. And, you know, they tax their businesses out of the state, and that's what happened there. And now, you know, imagine, I just think the potential for North Dakota, you know, to continue to grow and prosper with no income tax would be you know, fantastic. And by the way, it would provide more, I think it would provide more money for your schools, better teachers, better opportunity for the kids. You know, one of the things that's been a problem for North Dakota, as you know, Scott, is, you know, kids grew up in North Dakota and then they moved to, you know, Minneapolis or they moved to Chicago or they moved to, you know, other places. What a great way to keep your, you know, your greatest asset is your kids, you know, the young people. This would be a great way to keep young people in the state.
Say, speaking of assaults on the oil and gas industry, you'll like this one. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, sent out his new budget yesterday. Former, you know, Democratic member of Congress, now governor of Minnesota. And in addition to, you know, billions of dollars in increases across the board, he wants 70% increase in the gas tax. 20 cents added to the gas tax. 70% increase. And in my mind, you know, especially from a state that is shutting down, you know, the pipelines, Line 3 being a prime example.
Wait, is this Minnesota shutting down pipelines?
Well, yeah, the line 3 is an Enbridge pipeline that has been approved in North Dakota for, I think, at least 3 years. At least 3 years. They've been on the drawing board in Minnesota for 5 years. They had a public utilities commission. All the members are lefties, anti-environmentalists, wackos, you know, and they delayed. Finally, they had no leg to stand on because, Steve, get a load of this. It's a replacement pipeline. It's making the pipeline more safe. It largely follows the same route, for crying out loud, but all the same people that were in North Dakota said the Dakota Access Pipeline was bad. All the same ones in the Keystone Pipeline bad. Now we're in Minnesota, and they shut it down.
Stop. Hold on, Scott. I want to make sure I understand this. Why are they against building pipelines? Pipelines are by far the safest way to transport the oil and gas.
Yeah, well, they don't get that. They don't get that. In fact, that whole mess in North Dakota, they were looking at a train trestle going over the very river they were trying to protect.
That's ridiculous. That's much, you know, for sabotage and for accidents and things. I mean, we see, you know, trucks and trains, you know, derail all the time. And think about the environmental damage that does, whereas pipelines are the cheapest and environmentally cleanest way. I mean, these people are stupid, aren't they? I mean, don't they even understand anything about construction and transportation?
No, it's just sad. And I believe it's a move from the government.
They don't want to produce the energy at all, and so they don't want to allow the pipeline so that North Dakota can't produce its energy.
And I see this gas tax in Minnesota, 70% increase, and of course we're a border state, we'll take it. You want to come over here and have gas cheaper, you can come over to North Dakota then. It'll be fine. It'll kill the Minnesota border, you know, gas retailers. But I think it's a sin tax. I really do. I think it's their idea of a sin tax. It's like, you know, we want less smoking, so tax the heck out of it. We want less gas, so let's tax the heck out of that. You can make
it
up.
They don't want people to drive cars. I mean, this is a war. People have to wake up to how dangerous this Green New Deal and the green movement is. You know, there's an old saying. I mean, I wrote my latest column. The headline on it was, the title of the piece was, Greens Are the New Reds. You know, Greens are the new communists. You know, they are not, the statists are now the environmentalists who want to take over every aspect of your life. And by the way, they want to get you out of your Ford truck. They want to get you out of the minivans. They want to get you out of the SUVs. In one of those Green New Deal plans, I'm not making this up, Scott, one of the provisions says, the government in 10 years, everybody will have electric vehicles, right? No more. You know, no more oil and gas vehicles, but I don't know how they're going to get the energy to charge the batteries, but that's the future they look at. And then they say, and by the way, because, you know, cars use energy and we have to use much energy, less energy, you will only be able to use your cars for, quote, essential, unquote, trips. Now, does that mean, you know, Scott, your driving into work is essential or non-essential? Does that mean, you know, for, you know, parents who are driving their kids to soccer practice or hockey practice that, well, no, the government says that's not an essential trip. You're going to have to take a bus or you're going to have to jump on a train. I mean, these people are the new Stalinists. They want to dictate everything about your life. They want to get you out of your car. Of course, they want to get rid of airplanes. They want to get rid of the oil and gas. I mean, these people are dangerous. They're not just misguided, they're dangerous.
Yeah, they're eco-terrorists. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
They're eco-terrorists.
Yeah.
And they do result to violence. They do result to blowing things up, in addition to blowing up the economy. I want to ask you a little bit.
Imagine for a minute, by the way. I mean, let's just imagine that AOC had her way. And in 10 years, there's no more oil and gas development. I mean, what would that do, Scott, to the economy of North Dakota?
Yeah, I know exactly. We're working on a bill right now today to send $230 million every biennium to every city, county, township in the state with oil money. You know, to build infrastructure.
North Dakota. It's Oklahoma. It's Texas. I was in Ohio last week, Scott. Ohio's economy is booming. You know why? Because they're right there in the center of the Marcellus Shale, which is, Ohio is now producing more natural gas than virtually any other place in the world. And it's totally revived the state, and these idiots want to shut it all down. I mean, I'm sorry, I just think these people are really dangerous and crazy.
By the way, if you want to get ramped up on, you know, the possibilities, there's some great books that Steve has written about this.
Fueling Freedom.
Pardon me?
Fueling Freedom.
Yeah, exactly what I was about to say. Fueling Freedom, the book about, you know, how much, and of course the North Dakota story is all part of that. We have 90 seconds left. Give me a quick update on how the tax plan that you helped Donald Trump craft is performing. Is it meeting, exceeding, under your expectations? Where's it at?
That's, you know, I saw the president 3 weeks ago. My first opportunity, Scott, to go into the Oval Office, which was really cool. And Art Laffer and I spent about 45 minutes with the president. And first thing I said to him, I was just kind of joking because, you know, Laffer and I helped put the economic plan together for Trump. And we just said, hey, Mr. President, stop creating so many jobs because we don't have enough workers to fill all these jobs. We have 7.2 million more jobs today in America than people to fill them. That's more than the entire population of the state of Indiana. So, yeah, you're asking me how this economy is doing. It is soaring. And if we get this China trade deal done and Trump gets these concessions, which he should get from the Chinese, I think he's going to prevail here. You think the economy is strong now? Wait till he gets China to, you know, to start making concessions and buy more of our wheat and our cotton and our oil and all this stuff. I mean, so yeah, I'm so high on this economy right now. It's the best economy in 25 years. Best labor market, if you're a worker, it's probably in 50.
Club for Growth, great economist, great advisor to the president, formerly part of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, now at the Heritage Foundation. Great books. What's not to love about our friend Steve Moore? Keep cranking. Thank you, sir.
All right, Scott. Have a great week. Take care.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Our Riggs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On What's On Your Mind, powered in part by MyPillow. Todd and I sleep on one. You should, too. That's all you need to know.
We sleep on two, by the way, just so we're clear.
I don't sleep on two MyPillows. I sleep on one.
You said you and I sleep on one MyPillow.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Those aren't pillows. Those aren't pillows. So just be careful. Todd has a pillow. I have a pillow, just to be clear here, folks. Yeah.
And they are my pillows.
They are my pillows. Exactly right. And the MyPillow mattress topper is to die for. It's just unbelievable. 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA, backed with a 60-day money-back guarantee, plus a 10-year warranty on top of that. And we have one. We love it. Absolutely love it. Just great. 30% off right now. Plus, use promo code SCOTT. They just told me tomorrow the special is changing. So guess what? I just got that note. This is your last chance to get this deal, so don't put it off any longer. 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Somebody famously said, stay out of bed, people die in bed. But it's really hard to get out of bed when you have, you know, the MyPillow and the MyPillow mattress topper. So just be careful. I think it was actually Hubert Humphrey. Pretty good advice. I don't know. Tim Wetzel is here. Tim, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good to see you.
Good morning.
And you are safety counsel with the North Dakota, safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council. We're going to talk a little bit about some things happening for our friends in the surface coal industry and the sand and gravel industry, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I heard through a pretty good source there's a spring thaw coming. Is that accurate?
There's a spring thaw, yes. March 19th is going to be for the sand and gravel people. And then we got March 20th will be for surface coal.
So you're sure that we actually are going to have a thaw?
Yes, I hope so. By July, yes.
Yeah, okay. But they got to get ready for it in anticipation of it. And this industry, I suppose, this is pretty much par for the course. It's about the time you're getting everything ready, right?
Yep, especially for the sand and gravel industry. This March is kind of the time they're getting their people lined up. They're getting their contracts settled. And we're going to take a day out and give them a whole day of some training.
So if you're a manager, supervisor, contractor at a sand and gravel mine site, you're working out there, this is something to make sure you find out a little more information about, maybe take it in. Same thing for owners, safety managers, supervisors, and contractors that are at the surface coal mine sites, rather. And the dates again for sand and gravel, March 19th, for surface coal, the 20th. What do you do at these events? Give me a little idea of the agenda.
So we have an agenda here. It's not only about MSHA. We take safety as some of this that we teach MSHA. We want you to take this home, too. So we have a couple different half an hour time with daily actions for better nutrition. Blue Cross Blue Shield is taking care of that. We got Dr. Joel Blanchard. He's going to talk about hearing loss. We've got a short class on hypertension, taming the silent killer. And then also with that, we have a couple MSHA reps that'll be on hand too. They're going to they'll have their own classes. And then at the end of each day, it'll be a question and answer for those companies. If they've had issues in the last year or something I'm unable to answer throughout the year, you have those people in front of you, and you can ask some questions.
So what is the takeaway from this? As people go to this, then go back to the job site, what kind of feedback do you get?
I get great feedback on this. Like I said, a lot of this we're teaching them to, okay, this is what we need you to do for the 8 or 10 hours you're working on for your employer. How do we take this home with us? Are we passing this on to our family? Are we making sure when we're at the gun range, are we using hearing protection down there? Are we using protection when we're cutting down trees in the backyard? It's 24/7 safety, not just when we're at work.
Absolutely. And two industries that really take this seriously, don't they?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. I would also recommend if folks, many of those industries are going to be on the safety campus for these events, March 19th or 20th, you might want to just take a tour of the whole safety campus.
Yep, we'll give you free tours that day. You come find me at the training campus there on 1710 Canary Avenue, and I will take you through and show you what we have to offer at our new facility.
$50 if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, $60 for non-members, and that includes the courses and lunch and the works. Anything else you want to tell us, Tim?
I guess that's pretty good. I just want to make sure, you know, everybody take your time. Don't get complacent. Like I said, safety is 24/7. We want to make North Dakota the safest state. We're going to start here, and it's going to spread from there.
Great stuff. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim Wetzel, safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council. Texter says, how many years did the 26 fatalities cover? Did he say 5 years? I'm not sure who the he is there. I talked about earlier. Where was that? Where did I have that stat? I thought it was for 2017, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that was 1 year. And then they matched it with the others, but I don't know what I did with that. So I'll keep digging and see if I can find it and give you the accurate information. But I believe it was 1 year. I believe it was 2017 for the 26 fatalities. And that was just workplace fatalities. All right? It was when we were talking about the difference between workforce and the other. So I don't know where. Oh, here it is. Here it is. During 2017. Workforce Safety and Insurance received 26 fatality claims. So that's a year. That's 1 year's worth. That's on-the-job fatalities. So that's why events like this are so important. Texter sent me a map of the United States and said fiscally conservative per capita spending right with California and New York. Are you serious? Is that what this says, Todd? Can you read that? I'm having a little trouble reading the... I don't see California and New York on here.
Quite sure their intent on that.
So what it is put states all in these little boxes, and it looks at right. The local per capita, state and local per capita spending, and it says we're the same as California and New York, but on my map, I can't see either California. Oh, there's New York.
I see California, and it's way down.
Okay, California, New York, and North Dakota.
Way on the left on that.
Yeah, I got it now. But they're right. Expenders.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hennon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.